Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
Well, Sue's settling in for a fun traffic afternoon. You know, I just think it's weird that, like, you were even addressing this, that the side streets seem to be in much better shape than the interstates, right?
Some of them, it depends on where, well, of course, as always, depends on where you are.
You know, it is interesting. You know, one thing that happens, I've told you this, I live only about maybe a mile from the Jeffco-St. Louis County line. So as I'm heading out, the St. Louis County portion of the road that I'm exiting by my house is fine. And I mean, as soon as you get to the county line, there's actually a sign that says end of St. Louis County line. The roads immediately have snow on them because of the different chemicals or whatever. So you are going to get, and this is what happened last year when we had some state responsibility versus county versus, you know, municipality, and things did not go very well, as you remember. But this is nuts, Sue, to have. We used to have snow this early, you know, and it doesn't really happen anymore. Our next guest is up in Minnesota, probably laughing at us right now. Liz Collin, investigative journalist with Alpha News, and she's the one who produced the great documentary, The Fall of Minneapolis. We get 2 inches of snow here, Liz, and all hell breaks loose. You're laughing from Minneapolis. I know that.
I'm laughing inside, and now I guess outside as well, you guys. Good to chat. Yeah, we have more than a couple inches on the ground here in Minnesota, that's for sure.
That's what I heard. All right, so as I was off most of last week, I worked on Monday. I'm not paying attention to all the news until the weekend. I start hearing a little bit about, President Trump calling Tim Walz a retard and then doubling down on that, and Tim Walz saying some things about President Trump. But this story that was even covered by the New York Times, of all sources, about this corruption with the Somalis in Minnesota is quite something, isn't it?
Yeah, we have been in the national news for all the wrong reasons as of late. But certainly, you're right, President Trump bringing a lot of this to the forefront. I'll be honest that over at Alpha News, we have covered so many stories over the years on Somali fraud. I encourage people to head to alphanews.org. We actually have a special fraud page set up. There is so much of it. Seems to be perhaps new to the national audience, but this has been an ongoing issue for years in Minnesota. And I think many people here are thankful for the attention from the feds and hoping that more can be done to stop this. But we have, I think the estimate is $2, perhaps even $3 billion in fraud.
Yeah.
And they think that those are even conservative estimates at this point. But just these different programs being raided, some have been closed down at this point. The Somali community, in many instances, they've set up fake meal sites tied with a fraud known as Feeding Our Future. They've now charged 78 people in that. I think all but 8 of them are Somali. But again, every program tied to some of these Medicaid reimbursements and whatnot, you can just see that the numbers skyrocket as far as how much money is being reimbursed to the community. And it's really an issue. And obviously the governor, Walz, has known about it for some time now and failed to act.
So when they refer to, in some of the reporting, you just kind of have to help me out with the language here. They refer to the Somali diaspora. Is that just referring to the community that they've set up in Minneapolis?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Sorry, you actually cut out there a little bit. When it's the snow here.
So, when they say the diaspora, the Somali diaspora, does that just mean the neighborhood or the area that they've kind of encamped at?
Yeah, so just to set the scene a bit, the estimates are that there are anywhere between 80 and 100,000 Somalis in Minnesota, the largest population in the United States in Minnesota. I think that those are conservative estimates. Also interesting the way that this is even tracked at all. It's very difficult to do just that. Many of them do live in Minneapolis. That's the highest concentration in Hennepin County in Minnesota. But that's really where you see this pervasive fraud. You have basically legislation that is passed, these laws that are passed to, let's say, create what they called stable housing, for people that are homeless or coming out of recovery and whatnot. And so this is just something, this is one of a recent example. So all of a sudden you have all of these providers that dozens and dozens of providers that crop up. Well, it turns out they're not actually providing that service at all. They're using people's information, their social security numbers. They're getting reimbursed. These people that have opened these places to, help, if you will, and these services are not, they're not happening. They're not being provided. We over at Alpha News have gone to many sites that are sitting vacant. Adult daycares, an autism center we investigated actually just last week. They almost look staged in a way. You can see through the window. People aren't there. They have, wow, hours of operation on their businesses. They're not there during those times. We make phone calls and they'll say, we have X amount of clients or this is what we're doing. That's not matching up when you actually go on site. But, it's not what's happening. You have an empty parking lot. You have an empty building.
So some of this, Liz, goes back several years, right? And there were people even in 2022 where the feds sort of tried to prosecute people that were in connection with the program aimed at feeding hungry children. So has all of this type of reporting from Alpha and whether it's, the Star Tribune or wherever, been following this all along? Or is this just something that, because Tim Walz is still defending this, isn't he?
Well, I don't know about defending it. He has now come out this weekend. His latest words were that he is doing something about it and helping to put people in jail, but I've yet to find anybody who actually thinks that he's done anything to help put anyone in jail. It's the U.S. Attorney's Office, the federal run through the feds. They've prosecuted 78 people tied to Feeding Our Future alone and other fraud as well. But actually, what's interesting is you have an account on X that was started by more than 400 DHS employees, actually current state employees that knew this fraud was getting so bad, they went to social media, not using their real names or anything, but they're pumping out information, trying to get attention over the years for, hey, there's not this, system in place. Hey, these safeguards are being ignored. And they came out this weekend and blasted Governor Walz, saying they went directly to him and that he never replied. And it's actually interesting that X account was suspended earlier today after this tweet of theirs went viral and then some this weekend. But that account has since been restored. But it's just Minnesota_DHS. But it's a Minnesota staff fraud reporting commentary. And they've been out there for years trying to raise awareness that, and we've done many, many stories and investigations over at Alpha going, you know, like, you have Democrats overwhelmingly in power in Minnesota. Are they somehow in on this? How has this been allowed to continue?
Well, yeah.
In many cases, even get worse.
One of the lines, I just want you to react to this, because this is in some of the New York Times reporting. They say, some Somali Americans say that they're unfairly facing a new layer of suspicion against all of them rather than the small group accused of fraud. Critics of the Walz administration say that the fraud persisted partly because state officials were fearful of alienating the Somali community in Minnesota. Address that latter part of that. Sounds like there could be something to that.
Yeah, I think that especially after, you know, the George Floyd riots in Minneapolis, obviously that spread all across the globe, but just that, like, racism label was really, that was a thing. And even the federal prosecutors have come out and said that race was weaponized in this fraud, that you saw people seeing that, you know, that there were these financial red flags, and they would be kind of told by state officials. You even had our attorney general, Keith Ellison, talk about that. He was actually caught on recording. But basically, like, if you don't give these people money, you're racist. And who wants to be called that? Right. Like,
exactly.
And so here we are years later, and the billions of dollars is now gone.
Yeah,
in many cases, it's over in Kenya, Somalia. We've heard it's connected, to Al-Shabaab. I mean, it's long gone.
I mean, the numbers are really staggering. I mean, we get desensitized these days when we hear billions and stuff, but when you look at, how much was swindled compared to how much state money goes into, so I think it exceeded the entire budget of the Department of Corrections in Minneapolis was one analogy that they gave. Liz, always great to have you on. I know we didn't hook up because you were busy during the George Floyd anniversary, but I just have to tell you, I give people on a regular basis the Liz Collin Fall of Minneapolis Challenge. I say, just watch the first 20 minutes of that, and you tell me if you don't come away with a different feeling than you ever did on that particular story. And believe me, everybody comes back even watching the first part of the film with a different feeling. So I hope you're well and survive the winter up there in Minneapolis. Happy holidays.
Right back at you. Thank you for helping us spread the word.
Absolutely.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Cyber Monday is on at Blinds.com. Transform your windows and get your home ready for the holidays with up to 50% off site-wide. Plus, doorbuster deals on popular styles at Blinds.com. Blinds.com is the number one online retailer for custom window treatments. Go DIY and do it all 100% online, or choose white glove service with expert design guidance and professional installation for a seamless start-to-finish experience. Whether it's blackout, motorized, sheer, or solar, you'll find massive deals at Blinds.com on premium brands that make any room feel warm and inviting. With Blinds.com, you can browse online, order free samples, and schedule professional measure and install with vetted experts. Backed by award-winning designers and thousands of five-star reviews, Blinds.com has helped millions pull off that wow reveal before the guests arrive. Hurry, Blinds.com's Cyber Monday Super Sale won't last long. Shop now and save up to 50% site-wide and get a free professional measure. Limited time offer, restrictions apply.